Well, hi, kids. I'm your friend, Penny Appendix.
Welcome to Nature Corner, Penny Appendix.
Thank you, Uncle Bob.
Now, Penny, you're a part of every boy and girl's body, right?
Yes, unless the doctor took me out.
Where are you located?
The wise creator put me on your right side, about halfway between your navel and your right hip bone.
Tucked neatly in there with my intestines, right?
Right at the beginning of your large intestine, Uncle Bob.
Okay, tell the boys and girls what you look like, Penny Appendix.
Well, I look like a narrow, pinkish-gray tube that's closed at one end.
Okay, that's a good explanation. How big or small are you, Penny?
In a 10-year-old boy or girl, I'm a half inch wide and 2 inches long. Now, in an adult, just a little bit bigger.
Now, Penny Appendix, you said you're located very near my large intestine, right?
Yes, in fact, I'm attached to the first part of your large intestine.
Oh, that means you're attached to my cecum.
Yes, boys and girls, your cecum is the first piece of your large intestine. See, your large intestine is 5 feet long.
And that's where you hook on, Penny Appendix.
You've got it, Uncle Bob.
Now, you said the end of you is closed off.
That's right. It doesn't go anywhere. It stops.
Very interesting. You know, Penny, sometimes we read about an appendix of a book. What does that mean?
Well, it means that something has been attached to or added to the book, right?
I see. Just like you are attached to or added to my large intestine.
Right. That's what an appendix is, boys and girls.
Okay, Penny Appendix. The boys and girls want to know, why did the Creator God put you in my body?
Uncle Bob, doctors and scientists have been asking that question for many years.
Don't they know, Penny?
Well, some scientists say once upon a time, I was a very useful organ.
What do you mean, once upon a time?
Well, they believe that man evolved from monkeys, you know, and that while the monkey was changing into a human being, that the appendix was very important. But since then, some doctors say I have no real purpose.
I see. Do you believe that, Penny Appendix?
No chance. The master designer did not waste anything when he made your body. He put me in your bod for a reason, a good one.
So you're saying that you are very useful, that I need you for something?
Definitely, Uncle Bob. Scientists and doctors didn't used to think so, but now they do because of new scientific discoveries.
Oh, that's always so interesting. Explain these discoveries, Penny, would you?
All right. Medical science has learned that I am made of a very special type of tissue.
Okay, do you have a name for this skin tissue?
Yes, it's called lymphoid tissue.
Lymphoid? Like lymph. What does that mean?
Well, lymphoid tissue is where special white cells are made, Uncle Bob. Special ones.
I see. And white cells fight diseases, don't they?
Yes, they're part of your blood.
Right, they attack germs and they eat them.
They save your life, kids.
You know, Penny, you remind me a lot of Tammy Tonsil that we talked to recently.
That's right. She does the same thing. That's because the Son of God made us both out of the same tissue.
Really?
Yeah, he made us out of lymphoid tissue.
The tissue that has special, neat factories in it that makes disease-fighting white cells.
Sure, and because of that, I keep you from getting the mumps, measles, and chicken pox over and over and over again.
Hey, that's right. Once the boys and girls have had the chicken pox, those white cells that you made remember the chicken pox.
Right. Christ the Creator made them remember.
Wow, that's a super scientific design. So now, when those chickenpox germs get into my body again, the white cells that you made in your factories recognize them.
And they attack those chickenpox germs and zap them. They destroy them.
So you're a very important part of my immunity system, Penny Appendix, right?
Oh, definitely, Uncle Bob. But I did most of my important work while you were a little baby boy.
Like how young, Penny?
Up until you were 2 years old.
No kidding. Again, a lot like Tammy Tonsil.
Right. She and her twin, Tony, made important white cells for the first 6 months of your life.
And you do the same for the first 2 years of my life.
Yeah, see, for the first few months of a baby's life, the baby does not have its own disease-fighting white cells. It has its mother's yet flowing in its body.
But after a few months, the baby is going to have to make his own white cells because the mother's cells are dying out.
During that time, I take the mother's white cells that know how to fight germs and diseases and I make copies of them, Uncle Buck.
Oh, that's all right, Penny Appendix. Now the little baby has his own germ fighters.
Isn't that a neat plan by Christ the Creator?
Really? The master designer put a special memory computer in each white cell that remembers all of these germs and diseases, and when they attack you again, the white cells eat them up.
So during those first 2 years of a baby's life, my appendix factory was turning out lots of those very important white cells that I call immunoglobulin.
Ooh, that's a mouthful, even for an appendix. Immunoglobulin. Now, does that have something to do with being immune to a disease?
Yes, that's what it means. Because of my factories, you now are immune to certain germs and diseases.
So really, you do have a very important part to play in my body.
Just like the Creator's book says, Uncle Bob, all parts of the body work together.
Super plan, Penny Appendix.
Uncle Bob, sometimes I give kids and moms and dads a hassle.
When something goes wrong with you. You get sick, you mean?
Yeah, like I said, I'm a hollow tube attached to the first part of your large intestine.
And the other end of you leads nowhere. It's closed off.
Yes, and now waste material is carried out of your body by your large intestine.
Correct, and you're attached to it.
Well, sometimes a piece of that waste material gets caught in me, and it makes me very upset. I swell up, and I turn bright red.
Is that what appendicitis is, Penny?
Yeah, and you know it when I have problems.
It's no laughing matter. Now, how would a boy or girl know that they have appendicitis?
Well, first you feel sick to your stomach, then a spot near your navel hurts.
Now, will the boys and girls get a fever?
Yeah, usually around 100.5. See, what's happening is your white cells notice that I'm plugged up, and a lot of them have rushed to me trying to destroy what's plugging me up.
That's why you swell up and turn red, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all of those white cells in your blood that have rushed to me, and they make me turn bright red.
And now you're really beginning to hurt me.
Yes, Uncle Bob. The pain is moving down between your navel and your right hip bone.
Right where you're located, Penny Appendix.
And usually by now you feel so bad that the doctor says, hey, we'd better operate and take that appendix out.
And I can live okay without you?
Yes, that's right. That's because most of my important work was done while you were a little baby.
Wow, I've learned a lot about my appendix today. Thanks for being so faithful, Penny.
I'm glad to do whatever the wonderful Creator God meant for me, Uncle Bob.
Super duper. Hey, Penny Appendix, thanks so much. Pals, why don't you read about Penny's Creator in Colossians chapter 1? Verse 13 calls him the Son of God. Verse 16 says he made everything. Wow, isn't he great?